So friends, now we will discuss about some of the management skills and the functions which are required to be undertaken in the agri-finance management. These management skills are very, very important, and one has to acquire these skills. Okay, now let us understand by taking into consideration different types of managing the field activities or managing agricultural activities. What are the managements? Where it is required to manage? There are various managements in financial or agri sectors. Okay. So, for the purpose of our discussion, I have taken into consideration some of the management skills sets I have taken into consideration. One is a production management, second one is a procurement management and the selling skills. Then farm manager must have all these things: procurement management, then a financial management, personal management, strategic positioning, relationship management, leadership, and finally the risk management. The person or the person who is the manager to manage the farm activities, and considering him as a business, agriculture is a business, then like any other business, when these activities are required to be undertaken, then in that case, for the agriculture also, these skills must have been acquired by the agri-business manager. Now, many of these business functions are for the purpose of managing the farm or managing the farm activities. And this definitely, if you manage it the manner in which we are going to discuss and it is effectively implemented, the one person who is considered to be a manager to undertake the farm activities will definitely, there will be an improvement in the agribusiness. Now, farm managers need to perform these new additional functions, different skills for managing procurement, selling, risk management, development, sale management, all these things, all these activities single-handedly by deputy the people, or it includes even HR functions also. So the farm managers need to perform these additional new functions if they are to become a successful farm business manager. The checklist which we are going to see is very interesting, very important, and very easy to understand. Just ask the question you yourself and ascertain or assess yourself where you stand. Taking that kind of view into consideration, the checklist is provided, which we are going to discuss on each and every skill set, maybe production management, procurement management, then the HR management, and so many other risk management, everything. The checklist which is given in this chapter will help you to perform a self-assessment in each area. Self-assessment in each area, and this will be a tool to stimulate your thinking about the activities of the farm business manager, and you must perform it. Over the time, after doing and performing and regularly checking this checklist, over the time, this will help you to track your progress in developing the farm business management skills. Because any business, what you are doing, you know, it must attract the skill and skill sets. Okay. So these skill sets must be to perform. The scale for identification or putting you in the respective category. What is done? the scale which is used for the checklist, which is ranging from non-satisfactory or unsatisfactory to exceptionally well satisfied. So unsatisfactory performance. This performance can be measured when unsatisfied, when there is unsatisfactory performance, then consistently it is below the expectation. And unsatisfactory performance could occur if you recognize a particular activity is an important contributor to the business success, but you never perform it. That is called unsatisfactory performance. Average performance, what is the meaning of it? Because this is one of the skill set. Average performance is nothing but, it is a kind of performance level, your level, that is typically of the most farmer. Average. Everybody is doing. Thousands of farmers are there. I am one among them. So there is no recognition as such. Or you are not below that. So you are happy-go-lucky. Only it is an average. Chalta hai attitude. Okay. Then, except the scale which is used for this checklist. Okay. The third one is the exceptional performance. What is this exceptional performance means? It is the performance that is consistently above the expectations. Once you have completed this self-assessment checklist, you might ask others to evaluate it. See, if you perform according to you, what you have performed is the best, but from the somebody else's eyes, that performance may be average or may be below expectation, that is unsatisfactory. So that is why you perform, you rate yourself in the different category, okay? But you ensure that it will be again rechecked or assessed by somebody. Maybe he is your colleague, he is your partner, or he is your friend, whoever it may be. Let him assess it independently, without considering that you are their friend or whoever it may be. Once you have completed the self-assessment checklist, definitely you must ask others to evaluate you. That is your own evaluation. Asking somebody to evaluate again. So if others are general agreement with whatever your assessment is, this will give and increase the confidence in your own assessment. Yes, the assessment which I have made is perfect, and somebody else has also assessed, and I am at the comfortable position. But if others assess you differently, it might be an indicator that you need to take a closer look at yourself and your business management skills. Think on it and try to improve it. The point is not to get a high score by referring to the checklist which we are going to discuss on the series of the test. The point is to give you an information about you, what you can use to be a successful business manager. Like any other self-assessment exercise, you will have to obtain useful input and the information from these checklists. If you are honest, realistic, and forthright in the assessment of the process. At the end, if you choose to improve your skills in particular area, these resources will provide you useful starting point. This is very important for the new person or existing people who are into business. Okay. So now let us understand each and every skill set wise the checklist. Okay. Now, production management, what we have decided here. In order to achieve, what is production management means? What it constitutes? First, let us understand for each skill set. Production management, what it means for you? in order to achieve the success through the production of the agricultural commodities, it is critical for the farm manager to achieve a cost production, cost of the production, which should be lower than the industry average. This is one expectation. Second, to achieve this cost or its objective, farmers have to develop a strong technical and production skill. And the continual introduction of the new products, technology for the use of the farm has provided a significant reward for concentration on doing the thing right. When formulating this, to achieve this, whatever I have said, objective, there are certain indicators for the strong production management skill. What you should have? One, you should have completing the operations in timely manner. We are looking into production management. Number one, production management. In production management in agriculture, the skill set which you must have is, you should have completing the operation in timely manner. Then, choosing the technology best suited for the particular situation and not just as a newest or the most popular technology. Consistently realizing the efficiencies that are better than those achieved by others. Consistently achieving the volume of the business per person that is above the achieving by us. This must have. So consistently you should have achieving the volume of the business. Per dollar investment or per rupee investment is greater than which is achieved by the others as compared to. So organizing the production process so that the workflow is smooth. Okay. Now, this is the checklist. One by one we will see. The checklist is organized in such a manner that here what you have to check is mentioned under the production management. And what is your skill? Whether you are assessing yourself, your assessment in five criteria. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. First one is unsatisfactory. Second one is weak. Third one is average. Fourth one is good. And fifth one is exceptional. So, these are the five categories. You have to put yourself as against these functions. As against this function, what is there you should, what you have done. For example, first, complete planting and harvest in timely manner. You ask yourself whether you have done this in timely manner. If you are late, perhaps you may be like little bit weak or average. So your score will be 3 if it is average. Then select the technology that provides the most efficient use of resources. Have you selected it? If your answer is yes, then you can say yes, very good, it is 4. Or better technology if you have utilized, you can very well say that exceptionally good technology I am using. So your score will be 5. But if you are not at all using any technology, then your score would be 1. Likewise, you have to answer and put yourself as far as these questions are concerned and give the rating like satisfactory, unsatisfactory, weak, whatever it may be, it is mentioned here. Okay, so use of list and the cost of the inputs and the quality of the output produced. Under for each skill set, now this is production management skill set questionnaire. Production management. For process management, it is a different one. So establishing the appropriate production benefit benchmark for evaluating the crop and livestock production. Then whether you have achieved the level of crop and livestock production higher than the established benchmark of the computable firms. Then quickly identify whether you are able or whether you have identified quickly the problems in the production performance and take correction actions. If your question or your answer, you have to put accordingly into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Evaluate the alternate method for acquiring the production skill, including the technology, production, and the workshop in consultant. Effectively use the production consultant. Identify the influence of the production and the practice on the quality and the level of production, as well as closely monitor and store the crop and field in inventories to ensure that your quality is maintained. Once all you have assessed, at least once in a 6 months or a year, you have to have this assessment, your own skill checks, and that checklist, as per this checklist, you have to assess it. Once you assess it, then there will be, you will put yourself in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and that will be the remark. If most of the questions are into 1, then it is unsatisfactory. So, that conclusion I will take it for subsequently. So, like that, there is a procurement, there is another skill set. Earlier one, what we have seen is a production management. Okay, now similar type of assessment we are doing for the procurement management and selling management. Procurement and selling management. Now the procurement is always deals with the purchase of the needed efforts or needed input. For some enterprises, such as finishing of the feeder livestock, procurement is a critical. Once the feeder is over, then procuring for feeding to the animals or cattle, procurement of the fodder is very important. So this is called a procurement. So if too much is paid for the feeder animal, it may not be possible you to improve the production efficiency enough to allow the profit, because you are spending more than what you are getting. But the procurement includes more than the purchase price. In addition to the price, farm business managers need to consider the discount and the credit programs, delivery schedules of the farm in the farm, so as to make the delivery as a quality specification. Now, indicators to check yourself about the procurement and selling skill. Expect you to, that you should have a developing return and purchase and the sale plans. So purchase plan and sale plans must be developed and it is written. Buying with the purchasing agent mentally. Understand the value of the feature and the services which are provided in addition to the product. Additional, that is services. No doubt you are making payment for the products you are buying, but additional services, something new as an incentive, if the seller is providing it to you, that also you need to consider. Now, selling with the market agent, okay, selling with the marketing agent mentally, understanding how to provide the value to the customer in excess of the product values. Consistently receiving the product prices that are larger than the other without taking increase the risk. Consistently taking advantage of the opportunities to transfer price risk for the fair cost. Then you should have the skill set of understanding the merchandising environment for your product also. Like production management or the procurement management and selling also, the skill checklist is given here. Sorry, skill checklist is given here. Manage price risk. Then development of the positive relationship with the supplier. Access the important services as well as the price in the marketing, price in making the purchase decision. Evaluate the alternate method of purchasing, such as the group buying and contracting. See, these, I am not reading entire thing. Okay, you can very well read it. And rationally is same. you have to assess yourself, you have to give score, okay? But for each and every skill, activities, you must have the such skills, and this checklist is for that purpose only. So accordingly, the skill set, which is for the proper management, around 17.70 checklists are given. These skill sets or checklist will give you where you stand. Once you yourself put in one particular category, then definitely you should be in position to get it accessed or say or maybe evaluated by the somebody. Okay, then coming down to another skill set for the financial management. Now the financial management is another area where an important to the success of the farm business. Finance addresses where the funds will be obtained and how these funds will be used. For most of the farm business, funds will come from either from the equity or debt. From equity provided by the owners of the business, and debt capital will be provided by the financial institutions and or individuals. For the fund which is acquired through the borrowing, that leverage, the interest rate, repayment period and the collateral requirement as negotiated to acquire these funds will be the important. The return on the funds which are invested, the cost of the borrower funds leveraged can be enhanced to the profitability of the firm. The successful financial management of the modern firm requirement and the good understanding of the concept of the leverage, the rate of return of the assets, these are some of the financial indicators which will give you how perfect you are in the financial management. The indicators which provides to assess yourself are also very important, that having profitability, liquidity, then solvency and the financial and efficiency ratios that are stronger than those of your competitors. If you have this stronger, then you are one of the successful financial manager for the agribusiness. Negotiating the competitive interest rates, repayment terms, collateral requirement, having positive business relationship with the lenders, and managing the business tax burden for the maximum long-term benefits are some of the key features for your indicators. In addition to that, these indicators, which consist under the financial management skill, which should be properly ensured the life, health and the property, maintaining the proper level of liability and the insurance, prepare a multi-year plan for the capital expenditure, then maintaining the effective financial accounting as well as accounting and control system, you should have that skill. Then making efficient use of the working capital is also one of the added advantages. Then selecting the most profitable and alternative for utilizing the equity capital. Okay, and finally the estimating the rate of the return on the capital which you have invested, and that you should get a profit. These are some of the indicators of good and the strong financial management skills. If you are into this, then choosing the questionnaire here is very easy to answer all these questions. Okay, and these are the questions, like as usual, which I'm not going to read one by one. You can very well have the time to read it and answer it and put yourself as a financial management and determine you yourself what the skill set you have. Okay, thank you very much.